the character you played is not exactly a character known for his personality. He's a character known to be quiet and sometimes give off one-liners. So as an actor trained to sort of just fill a role with someone's personality, how was that?
Well, it's funny because you are trained to be a character, and it doesn't have to be a character that's full of personality. It doesn't have to be it can be a character who's quiet and doesn't even really say anything. So for me, it was tough because I was going to be completely covered, so I wasn't totally crazy about that. But then at the same time, you look at the character and you're just like, how can I not play this character? So the challenge was to really kind of emote more with body language as opposed to facial. So it was sort of that route.
Was that what the audition was, a lot of emoting and just, because I can't imagine there's that many lines that you would have to read for that audition. I mean, walk us through that.
It was actually, I never auditioned for it.
Oh.
Yeah, no, I had worked with the stunt coordinator on a show in Vancouver, and he was attached to this, and I'd worked with the producer who was attached to this also, and my name was suggested, and they knew from the work that I've done before that I could hopefully pull it off, and it went that way, and that was sort of the way, the first day on set was like really the first time I met the director.
And was that the first time you knew about the franchise, and had you played any of the games before you actually got the role as chief?
Right. Actually, it was funny because my girlfriend at the time, who's now my wife, she bought me Halo 2. And I played that video game, I think it was about 6 years ago, front to back. And that was the first, because I'm not a huge gamer, but I do enjoy. But I never have enough of an attention span to really play all the way through. And I just remembered I kept playing it and playing it and playing it until I finished. And then 6 years later, I'm now playing that character. So it was a kind of a surreal moment for me, but it was cool.
And what'd she think about that?
She loved it. She just thinks she likes to claim that she had some small helping in getting me the part.
It's a character that a lot of us have grown up with and just played the games. You know, there's been four at this point. This is going to be the fifth coming out. And I don't want to criticize the film Forward Unto Dawn, because it doesn't seem right for me to say this, because I'm not a film guy. I don't know what the heck I'm talking about. I just sit there and I watch something. It's like, okay, I like it, don't like it. But something that kind of, I wonder about this, and something I also wondered about Transformers, the three movies when they came out, was why was the focus not on always like the main character? Why is it that, I guess, people who make these sort of films feel the need to actually put, you know, a couple of characters aside that we can relate to instead of telling that one story about that one main character completely? Like in Transformers, it was Shia LaBeouf, and you know, here you got the cadets, and then you were brought in after that. Is it just impossible, you know, as someone who works in the industry, to be able to sort of make a film where just day one, shot one, it's you and you're kicking ass and you're taking names? Or do we always need that sort of person to attach to so we can understand it? Because I don't know what it's like to be like a 7 foot tall guy in green armor. I've never done that.
Yeah, fair enough. It's tough. I mean, when you're going to make a film, you want to make it for a broad audience. Yeah. And what this is with this live action, we're bringing a new audience into the video game who wouldn't really necessarily know the video game or wouldn't necessarily be able to watch the movie from start and realize that, hey, that's the Master Chief. Also, like you harked on it before, he's not full of a ton of personality. So it's hard to have a whole movie go on a guy who you never see his face and you don't really get as much of a feeling for emotional complexities as you would a regular character or regular human being. And like you said, someone that people can relate to. It's hard, like you just said, it's hard to relate to a 7 foot super soldier, but it's cool to watch him kick ass. So you don't have to make him the main focus. He's not going to be in every single scene. You create a story and you sort of highlight it with him.
As someone who enjoys Transformers, someone who enjoys Master Chief, I personally, I like to see more of that, but I understand what you're saying, and it does make sense if you were going to make this for people who've never played the games before to actually do that. So thank you very much for explaining that. That's something that's personally just bugged me. I don't even know if anyone listening to this will care, but I'm glad I got to talk to somebody who's been involved in films and can explain that to me. Earlier you mentioned that, you know, you weren't exactly thrilled to get into the suit. Mm-hmm. And for a while, you had to be that 7 foot tall space marine guy in all that armor. How was that experience?
Well, it's not about getting into the suit as much as it was being completely covered up. As an actor, you want to try and use as much of emotion. That's a lot of face and all those things. So you kind of want to be seen more than just something that's sort of hidden behind. But then when you get to see the suit, you're like, how can I not? Yeah. Like, the suit's so cool. So it's a weird place to be because you're kind of, you're fanning out being like, this is the coolest suit and I can't believe I get to wear it. And at the same time, you're like, oh, I just want to be seen on the camera. Like, that's kind of the whole thing about it. So it was a funny position to be in, but I mean, at the end of the day, I enjoyed it thoroughly.
I can't imagine though, as much as you would enjoy it, that it was the easiest thing to work with.
It's not the easiest, but it's still a lot of fun. I mean, there are some worse jobs out there in the world.
Oh, for sure.
You know what I mean? So for me, I just, it's nothing wrong with a little bit of hard work every once in a while. It's nothing wrong with breaking a little bit of a sweat. You know what I mean? Like that's, yeah. And that's kind of the thing. I mean, a lot of the times with being an actor, you sometimes are pretty spoiled and you don't, sometimes you don't feel like you've had a hard day at work. Mm-hmm. Sometimes you feel like you've had way too many hard days at work, but with this, you really feel like you earned it. Like you really, when my head hit the pillow at nighttime, I was out right away. So it was a lot of fun in that aspect.
And you know, futuristic stuff, you know, the entire series is about people who are living a couple thousand years in the future. I can't imagine that everything that we saw on screen was real. I'm sure there's just a lot of you know, going and, okay, someone's saying, okay, at this point, this thing's going to happen. Is that kind of a hard thing to do as an actor? Like, work into these scenes and try and act as stuff is going around you that isn't happening? Obviously, that's acting itself, but it just seems like tossing the suit and, you know, having Master Chief not being able to sort of do much than, you know, much more than emote, I would imagine it would be even more difficult to get all that stuff out. Maybe I'm reading too much into this.
Right. I mean, when it comes to things that aren't there, I mean, it just comes back to when you were a child. I mean, you imagine everything. So, you know, it's not like you never knew how to imagine. The problem is we just get to a point where we stop imagining. We stop using our imagination and we stop really painting those pictures that we used to as kids. So with this stuff, you really just kind of got to get back into that sort of frame of mind and thinking and really believe what you see, which is kind of the hardest thing sometimes. It's a funny place to be fighting like X's on a black piece of paper and that's supposed to be an alien or whatnot. But yeah, it's a tough spot. It's strange, but at the same time, it's kind of fun. Especially once you see the final product, to see all the things that you did battle. And then with the suit, to really show, it's tough because your suit, your body, you're physically acting, you're moving the body to really seem like it. And in your head, you're actually thinking those things. So it transmits through the body to the point where you hope some people can actually understand what you're sort of thinking, even though you're not saying anything or see the person's face. So it's a tough form of acting. I don't, you know, a lot of suit performers, I don't think get as much credit as they should because the amount of things they have to do while in these weird constraints of not being able to see or completely covered in a suit and just trying and hopefully certain movements might be transferring and putting across what they want it to be.
Would you say that then this is the hardest thing you've done as an actor?
I wouldn't say it's the hardest thing. But it's definitely physically demanding. I would say that. And also mentally, because you're constantly thinking about the way your body moves and you're constantly thinking, well, is this pushing across on the screen what I want it to? But yeah, it's not the hardest, but it's definitely a tough gig.